It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Public Schools reopened to in-person learning for preschool through fifth grade students Monday. It's the first time since Thanksgiving that they've all been inside school buildings. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Fifth grade teacher Emily Mosley had 14 students back in class. The other 10 remained at home, learning remotely. Throughout the day, she switched back and forth, teaching each group directly. Even though her in-person students were divided from each other by plastic barriers, Mosley says they interacted much more than they do online.
It was really beautiful and joyous to hear just what learning actually sounds like. It's really difficult online.
The district plans to have older students, middle and high schoolers, begin coming back to in-person learning gradually on January 19th. They've been out of buildings for 10 months. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A Colorado congressman says the public needs answers from federal law enforcement after last week's assault on the U.S. Capitol. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Boulder Democrat Joe Neguse is asking the heads of the Departments of Justice and Homeland Security and the FBI to immediately hold a media briefing to present what they know about the attempted insurrection last Wednesday. Neguse said it's unacceptable that the public has yet to hear from the top federal law enforcement agencies about the incident. As a member of the House Judiciary Committee, he's also asking the heads of these departments to brief Congress as well. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Northern Colorado is getting a new professional soccer team. Starting in 2022, the Future Legends Sports Complex in Windsor will host the team called Northern Colorado FC. Colorado already has two pro soccer teams, the Colorado Rapids, which plays in Major League Soccer, and the Colorado Springs Switchbacks, which plays in the United Soccer League. The new Windsor team will also play in the United League, but in a lower division. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.